I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. The Greenville Zoo is expecting a baby. The zoo's Maasai giraffes named Walter and Autumn will have a calf in early February or sooner. I met one of their keepers, Keith Gilchrist, who works with the zoo's African animals.
So the keepers here look after the giraffes, the lions, the vultures, and the Aldabra tortoises.
Gilchrist showed me the barn where the giraffes spend the night. The building is around 2 stories high to accommodate Autumn and Walter, who are 16 and 17 feet tall. When we came in, they lowered their heads to eye level to check us out.
They're really, really attentive to what's going on around them, and anything that changes within their environment, they're right there trying to figure out what it is and if it's a threat or not.
The giraffes spend most of their days in an outdoor exhibit a little smaller than a football field. Gilchrist says the calf will probably be born inside at night, but will join his mom outside soon after.
If the weather complies and it's warm enough, he or she will be out on exhibit probably 24 hours after the birth.
People will also be able to see the new calf online. The zoo partnered with an organization called EarthCam to make a live feed of the giraffes available 24/7. Gilchrist says the zoo's staff will use the webcam to monitor the giraffes and see exactly when the birth happens.
What we'll first see is a sac coming out, a fluid-filled sac. Then we'll see the front hoofs, then the front legs, then the head, the neck, and once the shoulders pass, he or she will drop right out of there.
The calf will fall about 6 feet to the ground, a tumble that gets it breathing on its own. It will stand within a few hours, and with up to 15 months of gestation, giraffes are born ready to run.
And out in the wild, if you lay around too much, especially younger animals, it's going to be a lot easier for something like a lion or hyena or leopard to get a hold of you. So it makes sense to get up and running as quickly as you can.
When Autumn had her first calf, Kiko, in 2012, he was born 5'8" tall and 118 pounds. Last May, Kiko was moved to a zoo in Toronto where he'll breed with a female giraffe. Gilchrist says Kiko, Autumn, and Walter are part of a cooperative program called an SSP, or Species Survival Plan.
And what that plan does, it takes a look at the entire population in North America, in this case of giraffes, and they work out how closely related each animal is to the next. And using that data, they'll make recommendations of who should breed with who, with the goal being they want to retain as much genetic diversity within the population as possible.
Last year, Greenville Zoo had 4 babies born as part of a species survival plan.
In March, we welcomed our first Siamang baby. That's the first Siamang born at Greenville Zoo in 21 years. And then in June, we had our first red panda cub born. That was the first red panda in, I think, 9 years. And then in August, we welcomed 2 ocelot kittens, which is a first for Greenville.
An ocelot is a small leopard, just a little bigger than a domestic cat, but with distinctive jaguar-like spots. The zoo is also working with Amur leopards, which is a critically endangered species, with less than 70 left in the wild. Gilchrist says the species survival plan will be essential to their survival.
And actually, the Amur leopard is the only big cat to have the potential of a reintroduction program in its natural habitat using animals from zoos. So essentially, zoos are modern arks.
The Greenville Zoo hopes to welcome Autumn's calf to the ark any day now. For more on this story or to view the EarthCam live stream of the giraffes, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio.